This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Following up from our time at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, one of my favorites, my brother, he is here, Jeffrey Smith. How are you, my friend?
I'm great.
Fantastic. Isn't it an exhausting and exhilarating weekend?
I think you just nailed it. Exhausting, yeah. Exhilarating, and full. I said last night when I gave a keynote, I said, this is so fun. There's so much happiness here. It could be a cult.
You know what? It's like cult culture, right?
Yeah.
We're developing a new culture, a culture of appreciation for the natural world, a recognition that when we abandon it or corrupt it, that we are abandoning ourselves and corrupting ourselves. And,
absolutely,
of course, that goes doubly, triply true when we genetically alter creation, if you will. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in Florida, although I used to be closer to the Keys, but I keep hearing about the genetically engineered mosquitoes. And in your talk, you also mentioned Michael Crichton's story. You know, the references all the ways this movie Jurassic Park has expanded into new things. And, you know, I always go to that same quote you use, nature always finds a way. Nature finds a way.
Did I say that? I think someone else said that.
No, somebody else said it, but you said it too. But my mentor in homeopathy always said that too before the, I don't know, Jurassic Worlds, because, you know, he said, you know, listen, nature's the most powerful force in the world. It is the force, right? And man thinks he can alter it with no consequences. I mean, that's the height of ignorance, the height of arrogance, immaturity, you name it. And I don't want to start name calling or anything, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, what are we doing?
And I know I was quoted in an article about the mosquitoes, the genetically modified mosquitoes they want to release in Key West, mm-hmm, to block Zika.
Yeah.
And I said to the reporter, this is not rocket science. This is far more complicated. You see, what we're dealing with are systems that we do not understand. And the side effects are so potentially vast and damaging. And I'll give you some experience, some specific quotes from the people who want to release this mosquito and how completely bizarre their science is or, in fact, isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So these are genetically engineered mosquitoes, and there's going to be a vote, a referendum in Key Haven to ask people, are you in favor of the release of genetically engineered mosquitoes? It's not a binding vote, so they could say, no, we're not in favor, and it'll still be released. Or they can say, they are in favor, and it may not be released.
Right.
But from what I can understand, the local people have been sort of overtaken by Oxitec, the company,
right,
in the UK that wants to release these things. Mm-hmm. And the theory is this. They genetically engineer the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which can carry Zika, which can carry dengue, and they supposedly only release the males, which don't bite, and they mate with the females, and then they give rise to offspring that are sterile.
Sterile.
Now, that's the theory. Now, it turns out it's not true. They've said that, and they said that over and over again, and it's, oh, we forgot to say we actually release some females as well.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well, see, what I heard, one of the aspects of the unintended consequences that they know about, is that if these things are released in the presence in the environment of
tetracycline,
an antibiotic, yes, exactly, used for acne, commonly prescribed, probably
found in dog food and cat food,
and yes, widely available now in the environment, that counteracts whatever this genetic engineering
right.
feat that they say they accomplished. So
that's right.
That
so,
I had heard.
Yeah,
but
let's start with mirrors. Okay,
yes.
They say, oh, all the offspring are sterile, except 3%. They didn't mention that at the beginning, 3%. Well, they were going to release millions of them. 3% amounts to a ton.
Yeah.
Okay, now, in the presence of tetracycline, it can be up to 18%. In fact, their field trial, they released mosquitoes, and for some reason, 18% were not sterile. They said, oh, it was the cat food. Because they feed tetracycline
right.
to chickens, and the chicken was in the cat food. Mm-hmm. So, okay. But it won't be a regular problem. So that was one lie. I mean, caught lying in public. Oh, no, they're all sterile. Well, except for 3%. Well, except for 18%. And then the other one was, we just released the males. Well, they released them by size, and there's some females that are the same size as the males. So I think it's one out of every 300 or I
so a percentage of females are being released.
Exactly, and they yeah. bite directly. So the chances of a population being bitten by a genetically engineered mosquito is 100%. Someone's going to be bitten by it. So I asked one of their top scientists, I was in Key West testifying before the mosquito board, mm-hmm. and he was too. And I said, have you ever even tested to see what's in the saliva that'll obviously mix with our blood? And he said, now this was after they had already released millions of mosquitoes in four countries. Well, we're just now testing to see if the protein that's introduced by the inserted gene is expressed in the saliva.
We're just now checking.
Just now checking. So, you know, that could be a little late, but I said to them, I gave them a little bit of education. I said, you know, when they inserted a single gene into a human genome, it caused changes in gene expression of up to 5% of the expressing genes. That could be 1,000 genes. Changing the levels of expression, which means that you can have higher levels of allergens and toxins and whatever produced inside that cell. Wouldn't it make more sense to test the entire profile of the saliva from your genetically modified mosquitoes? You know what his answer was, Robert?
I can't even imagine.
He said, good idea.
Good. Wait a second. I thought you weren't a scientist, Jeffrey Smith. Wait, good idea.
So, you know, it's interesting. These things can become a permanent change in the gene pool. And they're now trying to use the Zika scare to get people to accept this. And, you know, we heard some statistics this weekend about the Zika and why it's probably not all that scary.
Yeah.
But even before going into that, you know, they say that the tourist industry is scared about Zika. How scared should the tourist industry be if they release genetically modified mosquitoes that turn out to be dangerous, that are unrecallable? You're talking about the catastrophic collapse of a tourism industry because of the fear of a Franken mosquito.
Yes.
Now, it gets even worse, though. I don't know, no one knows, if the genetically modified mosquito is going to cause serious damage. It might displace the Aegis aegypti, and
yeah.
the tiger mosquito might come in, and they might be...
Let me just say this, Jeffrey. I've questioned God about the creation of mosquitoes.
What did he tell you?
God said, listen, I'm sorry. It's just part of that whole food chain cycle. We need them. And, you know, I'm like, okay, what am I going to say to God at that point? I said, they are annoying. You admit that. Well, yes, I know. But
has he been bit?
Yeah, I know. It's like there's a place for them. I recognize that. Now, my point in saying that is that they were annoying enough already. Come on, you had to genetically engineer him, too.
I know.
What
I
is
know.
Man up to?
I know.
This is not God's work at that point. No way.
Yeah, yeah. This is GMO, God move over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you said, man, oh, God, sorry.
So here's an interesting thing that I think the tourist industry has completely ignored, and it is a potential travesty. Okay, whether or not the genetically engineered mosquito causes harm, if someone believes it did, and it gets out, mm-hmm. that can cause multi-million-dollar harm. So
all you need is the belief.
All you need, for example, yeah. let's say a family goes to Key West or South Florida, and the daughter gets bitten by a mosquito, and she also contracts something, and they believe it's a genetically engineered mosquito, and some tabloid picks it up. The National Enquirer.
Yeah.
It says genetically engineered mosquito devastating, or may even kill someone. Mm. Okay, whether or not it's true, the chances of someone being bitten by a genetically engineered mosquito or by any mosquito
sure.
is 100% in
yeah.
that area. The chances of someone contracting some other type of disease or disorder at the same time, you know that's going
to
happen.
But Jeffrey, you know that they can counteract that. All they have to say is we have the safety studies.
yeah.
Right? Why are you laughing?
We don't. We know that they don't have the safety studies.
Oops.
In fact,
oops.
I talked to someone who makes genetically engineered insects,
yeah.
and she said that in her insects,
yeah.
the gene was stable for 200 generations until she did an outdoor field trial, and within 8 generations, the trait silenced. Now, if that happens with these mosquitoes, it means that the sterilization effect may silence, but they're still genetically modified mosquitoes. So they could become part, they might have a survival advantage. They might actually expand their population.
We don't know. We don't know.
So there's so much that we don't know when we're talking about a permanent change in the gene pool, and we're talking about the likelihood of someone blaming the genetically modified mosquito, whether true or not,
right.
on some kind of disorder that can result in a catastrophic problem for the
children. This is sounding bizarrely more like vaccines by the day. When I say safety studies, what safety studies? When I talk to God again, that whole interaction, the mosquitoes are there so that other things end up eating them and on and on. How does this genetic drift, if I can call it that, through digestive tracts play out? They don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the bats eat the mosquitoes. What happens with the...
We don't
they never
they don't
tested
know.
That. In fact, the same company, Oxitec, tried to get an olive fly approved for Spain. And they said, well, what happens when the maggots of the fly end up in the olives and eaten by people? And they went, hadn't thought of that. And they withdrew the application. It's like, these are the people we're entrusting the future of the gene pool with.
Yeah.
You know, the people that don't test the saliva that we're all going to be, you know, scared of. They don't test much at all, but they spending millions of dollars on trying to fear people into it with the Zika virus. Now, what was the result we got? We heard this weekend that of the cases of microcephaly
yeah.
in Brazil, only 1/4 of them were from mothers who actually had been infected by
right.
Zika,
yeah.
and in, was it Colombia, there was 12,000 births.
I referenced that from the JAMA Journal in my talk.
Yeah.
12,000 births with known Zika infections.
Oh, measured. So this was your talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're the guy behind these numbers.
Yeah, I know.
So why am I talking about it?
That's okay.
I don't
like
even know
talking.
This about this
stuff. No,
you should reading your, I'm just reading your PowerPoint from my mind.
Memory. As
stop
I saw
me.
You reading that. No, it's a good thing. But yeah, 12,000 births, all Zika infected, zero microcephaly. And then, I, of course, made a half joke that they would then say, well, it's delayed onset, which they do say. It's like, well, where are they, right, if that's the case? Well, it's really delayed onset. It's like, how long do they keep playing
years.
This game?
Wow.
Right? Yeah. Same
wow.
thing they did with AIDS. It was going to kill you in 1 year, and it's 5 years, and it's 10 years. They keep stretching it out, and we realize the tests are faulty. There is a great deficiency of logic in what is called modern science that has been corrupted by corporate ownership.
Now, I'm not going to comment on whether Zika is a real threat or not. I'm going to let you do that.
Yeah, that's my place. But we're going to take a quick break here. Jeffrey Smith is with me. We're talking about the GMO mosquitoes this hour. We'll get into some of the bullying tactics of the scientific, so-called scientific bad guys, and what you can do about it. And then how can we support this effort to push back? We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family?
hard times, good times, or any time. New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. Then beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking with Jeffrey Smith, my good buddy, and of course he should be your good buddy too because he's doing incredible work and important work in pushing back against the GMO machinery. We've talked with him many times over the years. This particular subject, you know, I've talked about in your absence. I hope you don't mind. Your ears are probably burning. Yeah,
what?
I know. We say, you know that Jeffrey Smith guy, he's not here, but we're still going to talk about it. And of course the mosquito issue, again, here we've covered all of the lack of science and validation in terms of functional safety in the environment, how it would play out in many different ways, much less their claims that it won't reproduce, right? All of that. But there are other layers of this. I mean, I don't know how many layers are there.
Oh, it goes deep. I mean, the thing is, they want to genetically engineer everything they can make money from, which is basically everything that moves. They're approved genetically modified salmon. They've already released the mosquitoes. They released the mosquitoes in Brazil in a town, and what happened was the dengue, this was supposedly to fight dengue, the incidence of dengue went up dramatically after the release, and so Oxitec said, oh, we need to release more mosquitoes. And so
this is like 1975, Gerald Ford, swine flu. They get the swine flu vaccine out. It kills and harms way more people than the swine flu. And what do they say? We need to double down on our efforts and do more of this vaccine stuff.
Right.
It's like insanity doesn't begin to discuss what you're dealing with. Insane people, Jeffrey. How do you do it?
Well, the thing is, they're very well organized to try to suppress the opposition. And what they do is they marginalize those of us calling for more science by calling us anti-science. And this is actually a very studied process. They do this in a lot of different regions. You may know it about, you know, vaccines or fluoride or mercury, whatever. I know it about GMOs. There's a tendency to, in some cases, be very public in their condemnation. The first chapter of my book, Seeds of Deception, talks about Arpad Pusztai, who was given $3 million from the UK government to figure out how to test for the safety of GMOs. And he was a pro-GMO scientist and discovered, much to his surprise, that GMOs, the process itself, caused massive damage in rats within just 10 days. And when he went public with his concerns on television, he was a hero for 2 days at his prestigious institute, and then 2 phone calls from the UK Prime Minister's office forwarded to the director, then caused him to be fired after 35 years, silenced with threats of a lawsuit. And then they bashed him. They destroyed his reputation, put out lies and self-conflicting information.
Well, you're right about referencing like the vaccine issue, because this is what they did to Andy Wakefield. They went, and his name became a verb. You're Wakefielded in the medical
profession. And this is Arpad Pusztai. Yeah, you've been Pusztai. And so 7 months and one heart attack later, his gag order was lifted by an order of parliament, and he got his data back, and it turns out that, yes, of course, GMOs were very dangerous and caused potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of liver, and damaged immune system, among other things. Now, but the treatment of Pusztai and of subsequent scientists has resulted in the suppression of scientists willing to do research on GMOs because they don't want to deal with the risk to themselves or to their families.
Right.
Now, likewise, if you post something and you get prominent, and then you get the trolls after you, who are always using very
social media and Twitter feed, I mean, blasting out things that are just like, dude, are we on a school ground?
I mean,
this is the kind of level of vitriol in the way they use the language, and, you know, they're so irrational in the way they use the language, and then they claim the high mantle of science at the same time. How do they do that? Do they get away with it?
So the reason why they can get away with it is a lot of us are programmed to avoid shame, avoid the shaming and the bullying. In fact, you know, it's a human nature that sometimes we build personality traits around not feeling certain feelings.
Right.
So I want to give encouragement to people in a very big way. I want to say that I have been... you know, they tried to discredit me. They tried to make fun of me. And I'm like, I don't care. To me, it's a game. It's the game that they play.
Yeah.
They put out, you know, they hired private investigators to look at my life. They came up with 2 things. I was a dancer and a meditator. 2 good things, and they tried to use it against me.
Yeah.
Right? So my feeling is this. I wear it as a badge. If I were not so effective at knocking down their empire of lies, mm-hmm. they wouldn't come after me. So I don't mind it at all. It's a game that they play. I don't even read their statements about me. They have written so many bad statements about me, I don't bother.
Bring it on.
Because
baby.
I'd spend my time. I don't want to capture my time with responding to them.
No.
I don't want to worry about the 12 people that happen to read their posts. I want to reach the million that'll reach mine. Read mine.
I have a Super Don, and he responds with a Hoofnagel, a science cat, and throws it back in their face. We have fun with it. We just toy with them until they go away, and they do. They can't win, but, of course, we don't care about shame. We wear it as a badge of honor here. We are with Jeffrey Smith here, wrapping up from the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Lives Symposium. We'll talk about how to stop the bullying, also what you can do to support this effort to stop GMOs in their tracks. If they have tracks, definitely want to get rid of them too. All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jeffrey Smith is here with me, and anytime Jeffrey's around, I don't know why, I just feel better. I don't know what it is about you, I do, but I can't tell anybody else. I'll be in trouble.
So, I'm giving you a back massage.
Yeah. We are here at, wrapping up the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, and Jeffrey spoke on GMOs. I spoke on microcephaly? No, I didn't. It was just one part of it because I wanted to point out the absurdity of the scientific claims and how, you know, when you start analyzing their own science and you come to a conclusion that they seemingly can't come to, that you realize they don't care about the data and the results of the data and all of that. It's about, we have an agenda, ignore anything that goes against that agenda, and then if somebody points out that, then we call them, as you said, anti-science.
Right.
Jeffrey, anti-science. They shame you, whatever. But you know, as you do, I do, we treat it about the same way.
Yeah.
Bring up.
Whatever.
You know, throw it this way. But we've got a lot more to do here. We're going to talk about how to support you guys. ResponsibleTechnology.org. Website linked up in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. Anything more about, you know, how to address this bullying, how to feel okay about it, posture differently?
I think it's important to realize that this is a structure, this is a planned attack to suppress our ability to suppress our voice. And, you know, we're all born to do something, and I hope that many people are ready to do something huge. My slogan for the T-shirt that I wear says, think huge, thinking big is so last century. We have huge problems, we need huge thinkers, and people are ready to step up and also to follow those that have huge thinking. So a lot of the powers that be, the corporatocracy, those that have inappropriate corporate influence, will try to suppress our voices. And this is really, really important that we step up and are comfortable speaking our truth, because that's what will save us in so many areas, speaking our truth, speaking profoundly. And right now I'm encouraging people to speak the truth about the health benefits of switching to organic, for example. When you switch to organic, you know, I have studied this. I have a survey of 3,600 people. I've asked the audiences from the lecture podium at 150 lectures, you know, what do you notice when you got better? And I want people to feel very comfortable knowing that when they say they get, when they have improved digestion, improved strength, energy, losing weight, less pain, a better immune system, etc., that there's science behind it. And the science is on our side. The other side will rig research, use tobacco science, and try and claim that we're crazy. But we need to actually speak our truth, and if they act as these trolls and these bullies, we can point out to the audience what's going on. And we can act as a coach to everyone who's watching to show them, to model to them how we can stay in our power in face of these type of bullies and explain, this is what you're seeing here is corporate bullying. Now, it may be that they are the liars who are going to be bullying us, or they may be the lied to. Even the professionals who are hired that don't even know what they're saying is wrong.
Right.
So we want to model that stepping into our power and moving the needle forward in the areas that we need to move it in. Now, we have been very successful at the Institute for Responsible Technology moving the needle forward against GMOs. We have convinced more people to avoid eating GMOs than any group in the world easily, millions and millions. In fact, 58% of Americans say they're looking for non-GMO food. Now, this resulted in what we call as an official tipping point underway. The tipping point for GMOs is when there's a sufficient number of consumers avoiding GMOs to basically force the hand of the food industry to get rid of them as soon as possible. Otherwise, they lose market share.
I remember when you were on, I don't know if it was a year ago now, it was a breakfast cereal we announced. I mean, there was
Cheerios,
like,
Grape Nuts. Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah, 2014,
what?
Beginning of January, it was Cheerios. 10 days later, it was Grape Nuts.
Yes.
Now Nestle's is advertising on television that its coffee creamer is non-GMO. Del Monte's going to take GMOs out. Hershey's took GMOs out. Ben & Jerry's, of course. We have Danone yogurt, the animal feed, over the next 3 years will be turned to non-GMO. It's basically now a corporate race. We have started the tipping point, and that has come through people boldly speaking the truth that's backed by the science. Now, we have created a tipping point underway in the United States, but I traveled to 42 countries so far speaking about GMOs, and many of them are far behind us in consumer education. And I do what I can by going in and out, but what we need to do now is to take the messaging, take the film Genetic Roulette, which we released in 2012, which is responsible for huge numbers of people avoiding GMOs. Translate that. Translate the activist network, the speaker training, the various social media and PR things that we've done here. Translate the proven programs that we know will drive the majority of the population to seek non-GMO food, which will kick it out of the food industry, to other countries.
Yeah, well, success hasn't come because you've convinced regulators. It's because you've convinced the people to go, don't buy the stuff. And then it just...
Absolutely. So right now, we just initiated and inaugurated our campaign to spread the message around the world. And we're asking for help. We want to hire people in different key priority countries and work with coalitions and get the message out that we know will work. So at our Institute for ResponsibleTechnology.org website, it's ResponsibleTechnology.org, people can make a donation. And right now, there is a matching donation. It's not up there yet. We just got it. So I'm telling you now, everything's going to be matched up to $20,000. And this will give us the opportunity to do the hiring, to do the culturally appropriate translations, to translate genetic roulette, to translate other materials, to do the trainings that we need to do. I mean, we have 10,000 activists active in North America, and it took us a long time to figure out the model and how to do that and to give them the right materials.
Right.
Now we have all that. And we just have to get it into the hands of other countries. And sometimes I was in a country like Japan. They translated genetic roulette into Japanese. They brought me over. And I realized when I got there, they were never talking about the health dangers of GMOs. They were saying, don't eat GMOs, but they didn't say why.
Wow.
So when people were watching the film and I was talking, 1,000 people, by the way, came to the first showing of the film. They were shocked. And that was the word they used over and over again. And everyone was motivated to bring the field to their prefecture, to their town. And I realized, oh, we need to have the Tipping Point Network, which we established here. We need to have the speaker training. We need to have the activist training. We need to have the online training. All these programs, which were used here to help engineer the tipping point, we need them around the world.
Beautiful. And, of course, you can support these efforts, I imagine, to some degree by volunteering. Of course, anything needs an economic influx to keep it going, to keep the traveling of the message and the people who are delivering it, as well as any materials that need to be produced or any multimedia as we expand. Because you talked about this also, how the powerful film is, you know, whether it would be with Genetic Roulette or Vaxxed as a documentary or even short features. I've seen it with the power of the stories that are being told of vaccine-injured children through the Vax bus. I mean, imagine, you know, people are going around using the Periscope and Facebook Live and talking about, I switched from GMOs to organic. This is what happened to my health. We can't go out to see all those people, but they immediately could have access to say, hey, if you're a Robert Scott Bell Show listener and you used to eat GMO foods and you switched, tell us how your health improved. Do a little video. We'll feature it. We'll spotlight it. I'm sure that at ResponsibleTechnology.org, that would also be a...
Absolutely. In fact, we have a little video, a short video of moms, about 5 minutes, who switched their families and themselves to organic food and had tremendous health improvements. And we're going to launch that soon, and we want people to launch their own stories with it to figure out how they, and we're gonna put that together. So when you go to responsibletechnology.org, don't just make a donation, but also sign up for the newsletter so we can let you know. We can send that to you as soon as we're going to release it. We also have a Tipping Point Network, so you can find activists in your area. We also have a speaker training. We have a lot of materials. We're basically the key source online for the information about the health dangers of GMOs.
Cool, very cool. Now, non-GMO dancing.
Yeah, the biotech. I remember in the New Yorker, someone wanted to try and they were quoted against me. Says, why would you listen to a ballroom dancer? You know, I'm not a ballroom. I mean, a ballroom dance instructor.
Right.
No, I'm not a ballroom dance instructor. They try and just. They don't really care about the truth. They just want to try and build a case.
Right.
They really wanted to find some skeleton in my closet, but you know, they found out that I was a dancer and tried to use it against me.
It's not. It's very kind of boring, right?
You know, one time they actually posted a whole map. You know, there was some, I lived in Iowa, and I worked at a company that was detecting GMOs in food and feed. And I joined them and became the vice president of marketing communications. What they did is they looked online and found, oh, this company was incorporated by this lawyer years before I joined. And this company, this lawyer also incorporated a number of other companies, and some of them had weird names. So they put them on this map and said, these are all connected. Now imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm supposedly connected to these companies I've never heard of because I joined a company as their VP, and years earlier they were incorporated. The papers for incorporation happened to be handed to the government by an attorney who also did that for some other companies, and now we're all connected.
Wow.
So this was their logic, and these are the people that are promoting GMO.
I don't even think you can call that a reach. I mean, that's like, wow, right? That's incredible.
It's quantum tunneling.
Speaking of dancing, shout out to my mom at 82 going out dancing almost every night.
Wow.
She does in Atlanta on zero drugs, does not eat GMO food, thankfully, listens to her son. She's on organic and things. So it is possible to dance well. In fact, you want to stay young, Jeffrey, dancing is probably one of the most important things to learn how to do.
Well,
even though I don't do it well, but
I do it often. I do it often.
Yeah.
And I'd have to dance around some of these people that come to my lectures from the other side, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find, by the way, I hadn't thought of this, in terms of we had a whole section on shaming and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people come to my lectures from the other side, and they try and hijack, and they start telling their story, and they're not being interrupted.
Right.
They are just making a perfect commercial for everyone else in the audience, like, oh, my God, this guy's out of control.
Yeah.
And then they start hushing him and whatnot, and soon I'm just sitting there smiling,
right,
and then I just say, you know, I'm never perturbed by it and whatnot. So they end up shooting themselves in the foot.
That is amazing. Yeah, so we got wonderful things here. I would say shout out to Charlene Bollinger, who looks so gorgeous at the Truth About Cancer, wrapping it up here. And she's also non-GMO. I'll get you set up here for a picture so that we can get one with Jeffrey Smith and me. Here we go. There we go. And, again, responsibletechnology.org. Responsibletechnology.org is the place to go. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Robertscottbell.com. And, Jeffrey, as we wrap up here with you, where's the next stop people can see you?
Well, first of all, I got a new film coming out called Secret Ingredients. Mm-hmm. And you can see the trailer at secretingredientsmovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's of families that heal from chronic conditions when they switch to organic.
Yeah.
So
secretingredients. I want
to see it. Secretingredientsmovie.org.
I want to see it. When can I see it?
Early next year will be out. I don't know exactly how we're trying to figure that out now.
Making me wait.
Yeah. I mean, Genetic Roulette had a big run. It was played over 300 times on PBS. It was seen by millions online, translated into many languages.
So it's time.
So this is going to be a more powerful film because it's stories.
Secretingredientsmovie.com. Jeffrey Smith. God bless you. Love you. You know that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Back to wrap it up.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There was a mighty nation blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy,
it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping it up here from the Truth About Cancer now. By the way, I want to say a shout-out and thank you to Sovereign Silver Natural Immunogenics. They are also supporting the efforts of Jeffrey Smith with his new film that is going to be so exciting to take it to the next one, the follow-up to Genetic Roulette and everything else. So great news there. Thanks to the folks at Sovereign Silver, sovereignsilver.com. Super Don, you're joining me now. I miss you, man. I know you were here in spirit, but it annoyed me occasionally that you weren't here really because, you know, you couldn't be the butt of my jokes, and I was going to bring you up on stage. You know that. That's why you did the show.
But you brought the butt of your joke up on stage with you.
Yeah.
So, and I laughed at that. And apparently everybody else thought it was funny, too.
Yeah, it seemed to be. I just didn't remember that I went back to it a second time, as you said. But
yes, you did. Yeah. Just briefly. But, dude, you know what? It was really cool for me and the other. I mean, I think I saw at one time there was as many as 15,000 people online watching at the same time that I was, which is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That there were that many people.
I think that was just the number that were chatting. There were more watching.
Chat room. Yeah.
There were more watching than there were chatting. So I don't know what kind of comments were coming across from around the world, but that's, you know.
Well, you know what it was? I'll tell you. What it was is there were a lot of people in that chat room that were sharing information. People were talking about, oh, well, you know, I've tried this and this works this way, and people coming in with their questions about, hey, you know, I've been diagnosed with this and I've heard about this, and it was just a community of people sharing information of stuff that had worked for them and giving resources to people on where they could go. Yeah.
That's so cool. That's, you know, that's it, doing an end around the old media, the restrictions on freedom of speech, and I mean, this is so empowering. It's just, you know, I'm genuinely, can I say, beside myself with excitement, not only that this event has happened, but what it means, how it's impacting people, how it's providing that power to heal, or recognizing or replugging in to that power that we've been talking about for years, and now many more people are converging and doing that together.
Yeah, it was very cool to watch. And like I said, I can only imagine what it was like to actually be there. But I'll tell you, from this side, looking in with all of these thousands of people, this event was, it was put on absolutely just spectacularly. And the who's who that you got that was there at the event was amazing. I don't think I've ever seen anything where you've had that group of people, that many leaders, you know, and visionaries all together in one place. Ty did just an absolute fantastic job on this.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And you know, at the end of the ceremonies there, a man from Kenya, a doctor from Kenya, had come all the way from Africa, East Africa, and put a, you know, a special kind of, I don't know, a healing stick, gave it to Ty, and then wrapped them in,
yeah,
in the cloth. It was great.
It was great. The visual on that was just awesome. And yeah, I thought it was great that he was drawing an analogy between that stick and the staff that Moses had.
Yeah, I know. That was awesome. So, dude, you can't script that. That was so amazing. But that's the plus factor that happens. And, folks, if you can make it to Gainesville, Georgia, for the Hearthlight event later this month, the last weekend in October, Ty Bollinger and I will be there. Again, a number of the speakers, in fact, that were here at the Truth About Cancer will also be in Gainesville, Georgia. So your opportunity to connect, and it is a special place and time when we can all converge and come together. So I would encourage you to do that. Also this week, be up in Amber Falls all the time. I don't know why that is, but no, it's
Beaver
Falls. Yeah,
Beaver.
Yeah, maybe because of the Snickers. But yeah, for the Women's Health Expo, I'll be speaking. I'm looking forward to that. Jonathan Ebor's Halloween party on Saturday, and then Vitamin Discount Center, I believe, is hosting their annual conference for all of their stores on Sunday. I'll be in Tampa broadcast. Well, not, I don't think I'll be broadcasting live from that. I'll be speaking live, but we'll see what happens on that day. My goodness, what an amazing, amazing event. I need to go home and rest for a few days before I hit the road again, Super Don. You think you'd handle it?
I think you have earned it, my friend.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure if we're going to even reach out to Batara. We might have an encore next hour. You stay tuned, and we might have to do a bonus Tuesday edition of... Oh, can I tell everybody what you want to rename Mondays?
Or Monday broadcast? If you want to, sure. Yeah.
It was so good. I mean, you know how we do Detox of Fridays with Dr. Daryl Wolf? And by the way, if you all didn't see Dr. Daryl Wolf's talk, you have got to download it and stream it later. It is the most incredible. He just slayed it. He hit it out of the park. I was like getting up. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm just planting that seed. But for now, Super Don is renamed Monday. Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday. No, Coffee and a Monday. Coffee and a Monday. That's
and
what
a Monday, yes.
That's great. I love it. Okay, folks, with that, we're going to take a break and either be back or be back tomorrow. I don't know. You decide which. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Thanks for being here. Thank you, Super Don. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.